How you doing, guys? It is Wednesday, October 2nd. This week on the podcast, I actually have two guests, Andrew Marcourt, President, and Sean Kennedy, Managing Director for Spartan Blockchain Solutions at Michigan State. Spartan Blockchain is a student-run nonprofit with the mission to provide local businesses and organizations with innovative blockchain solutions. Both Andrew and Sean do a great job at elaborating on what they do at Spartan Blockchain. I really think you guys are going to enjoy this episode. As always, guys, be sure to subscribe if you haven't already, and please share this episode with someone that you think needs to learn more about blockchain and crypto. All right, guys, enjoy.
This is the BlockHash Podcast.
So how are you guys doing?
Great. How are you?
Good. So why don't you tell the audience a little bit about each of you so they can kind of get familiar with who you guys are?
Yeah, for sure. So my name's Andrew Marcourt. I'm currently a senior at Michigan State University studying supply chain management, but I'm also president at Spartan Blockchain Solutions, and we'll talk about that a little bit later.
Then I'm Sean Kennedy. I'm a third-year computer science student at Michigan State University, and I'm also the managing director at Spartan Blockchain Solutions, which we'll kind of get into now.
When was Spartan Blockchain Solutions started?
So we were actually started, I would say, 2 years ago now, originally as Spartan Blockchain and Cryptocurrency Club. Quickly realizing that focusing on cryptocurrencies wasn't really sustainable for our organization, we transitioned towards Spartan Blockchain, where we took more of a focus on education and overall spreading blockchain awareness around the East Lansing community. This past, I would say, January, we fully rebranded as Spartan Blockchain Solutions. So now we're a student-run nonprofit blockchain advisory as well as advocacy firm who aims to not only develop blockchain solutions for clients around Metro Detroit, but as well as jumpstart Michigan State University's ecosystem to become a leading academic institution in the blockchain space.
Very cool. Do you guys focus mostly on like on-campus stuff, or do you do like off-campus stuff as well?
So we do two different things. So we primarily do off-campus engagements with clients around Metro Detroit. And then we also look to host on-campus events, spreading blockchain awareness and adoption around MSU. So hosting workshops, developing like blockchain applications, co-partnering with other student organizations on campus, just overall trying to spread awareness and adoption again around MSU.
What kind of things do you guys do to spread adoption and awareness for students at MSU?
So kind of things that we've done in the past are different workshops, which were a big thing. So we would just do general blockchain workshops that we would keep open to both students and then like faculty members and also community members in the greater Lansing area. So in those workshops, we would just focus on giving a broad overview of what blockchain is and basically why they should care about blockchain. So those workshops were a big thing we do in the past. And now we do things like we did a networking event last spring. So just inviting people in the blockchain space or related technology fields to come out and meet other people in the area and to just talk about and familiarize themselves with kind of the community that does exist in the Lansing area. And then we kind of talk about how we can advocate to get more people to understand kind of the merits of blockchain technology.
It's very cool. What did your networking event consist of?
So our Spartan Blockchain Innovation Competition was a two-day event centrally located on MSU's campus. So the first day we hosted a networking night where we had 150 attendees as well as sponsors such as representatives from IBM and Deloitte come and just talk about their experience overall in the blockchain space. Meet other students as well as stakeholders who want to either get involved or are looking to implement blockchain technology into their current company's operating procedures. And then immediately following that on a Saturday in March, we hosted our innovation competition where we brought in student teams from all across the Midwest to pitch innovative solutions for blockchain technology to, again, a panel of judges and stakeholders. Overall, we thought the event was really successful. We had a lot of different students from MSU as well as from like the University of Michigan come and attend. And we looked to like host that event later on this coming year as well.
Nice. Yeah. What events are you planning for this year? Or are you doing them in the fall or in the spring? Or what do you guys have planned out so far?
Yeah. So Stemming from that success originally this past March, we're looking to scale up our innovation competition to a conference for 2020, focusing on both the entrepreneurial side as well as the enterprise blockchain applications for MSU. Looking backwards towards the events in this coming fall, we're looking to host like a couple workshops again with other student organizations on campus to spread blockchain awareness around MSU, as well as host like a fireside panel discussion just so we can get different stakeholders and different entrepreneurs from around the area to come and talk about their experience within the blockchain space.
So when you guys say that you're spreading blockchain awareness, are you guys primarily just trying to educate the student body on what blockchain is exactly in the industry, or are you guys doing like in-depth like work and teaching them how to code or build apps and stuff like that?
I would say it's a pretty good combination of both. So we do do these workshops where we're kind of educating on general blockchain knowledge, and then we also do workshops where we teach people the technical skills if they want to pursue blockchain as a career. So for example, last spring, we did a workshop on development using Hyperledger Composer to build applications on the Hyperledger Fabric blockchain. So there's definitely an interest from the computer science side of Michigan State students that want to get involved in understanding how they can maybe leverage blockchain into a fast growing career. So that's one thing we focus on. And then the other thing is just helping local businesses understand how blockchain can disrupt their field and what they need to be prepared for to understand how to make sure they remain competitive, fast-changing field.
Yeah, it's definitely important, especially for students to get this kind of like education and like guidance on the industry, because there's just not a lot of it out there. So when there are students that like have ideas regarding what to build or what to develop around blockchain, do you guys help incubate those ideas? Like what kind of tools or resources do you provide students?
Yeah, so that directly aligns with our third service offering, which is incubation for MSU students who already have an idea for developing a blockchain solution. So we look to work with like these student teams or co-founders, providing them with the resources, like our own resources, leveraging our network, as well as like the financial backing of our organization, to overall look to bring their products to market and help with overall like developing a full solution for them, where they can take their solution after graduation with them, and look to build out that solution once they graduate.
Yeah, I think I can't remember exactly, but I think blockchain was still one of the highest skills in demand out there in the workforce, above like TensorFlow and like AI and all that in the tech field. So it's definitely a growing industry for students, and there's a lot of demand of it coming out of college because there just isn't like a whole lot of education and whatnot. I don't know like what you guys have seen, because you guys are seeing it every single day. Like I haven't seen it in a few years, or worked with as many students directly, but like statistically, do you guys see that going up in terms of demand for it and then like student interest in blockchain?
Yeah. So first of all, starting with that demand for blockchain applications, just in working with clients around the Metro Detroit area, a lot of companies are beginning to explore internal applications for developing blockchain solutions, as well as like how can these solutions be scaled to overall help the general community in the Metro Detroit area. Transitioning more towards that student perspective, there's just in the short time that we've developed Spartan blockchain solutions, there's significant interest in students just to learn about blockchain technologies. How can it be applied, and as well as how can I be involved in this space, and kind of like leverage my internal network as well as like the network of the blockchain space to kind of jumpstart my career into like any opportunities that I look to pursue.
So other than the institutional side of it and the centralized side of it, do you guys do any practice or development in terms of like decentralized blockchains, like on Ethereum and stuff like that? Or are you guys primarily focused on blockchain in the centralized sense?
Yeah, so actually that's one of our internal projects for one of our engagement teams this semester, is to develop an internal solution to overall gamify our engagement teams when they begin to work through client engagements. And pretty much as they move throughout like throughout developing a blockchain solution, the reward in like Ethereum tokens, just depending on like the overall size of like a task, as well as like how far along and how quickly it moved along in comparison to everybody else. So we're just beginning to explore like the Ethereum and public blockchain space. But we're looking to develop a pipeline of, again, those public blockchain projects just as we speak.
That's very interesting. Do you guys have your own token, or do you guys just like give out like a token that already exists?
So the plan right now is to kind of develop our own token through the ERC-20 token standard, mm-hmm. and then build that out, and then kind of use our own internal network as a proof of concept for kind of understanding what it's like to manage your own token from both like an economic and a technical perspective. And then from there, we're going to kind of see how we can build that out, whether it be a token that Michigan State University students could use or even the broader community. So that's one of the things we really want to explore this semester and kind of see how we can use it as an educational resource for both our members and then also students.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit more about that. Like is that something that you guys like have do you guys know what kind of solutions you'd want a token like that to solve like on campus for students or for faculty, or how you'd want it to function in a college system?
Not really. No, just because we're initially building out that internal application now. But with that, we're just beginning to get in talks with the university, see if there's some sort of business opportunity for scaling our solution just for the general MSU community.
In terms of your guys' network, do you guys have a lot of people that are experienced in blockchain, or are all of you guys kind of trying to figure it out all at the same time?
I would say we have a good balance. I mean, within our like core members as students, mm-hmm. We have some people with experience in the blockchain space. But we also have a pretty broad array of experience with students experienced in startups, venture capital, supply chain, software development. So in terms of our core students, we have a pretty broad array of experience. And then with our network and our stakeholders, we do have a lot of people with very deep experience in the blockchain space, whether it be people who were early investors in cryptocurrency or just blockchain startups, or people working at, you know, the large firms like Accenture, Deloitte, IBM, who have a broad understanding of how this technology can be disruptive in their industry. And companies like that are kind of doing a lot to try to see how they can benefit from those technologies.
Okay, gotcha. So I know a lot of university clubs and organizations are starting to kind of move this direction because most universities don't really offer like a full degree or a track for going into blockchain yet. And there's companies out there as well that are offering like certificates in blockchain if you take like certain prescribed courses and whatnot. Are you guys at all considering a certification that students could get for being a part of the organization or from taking a course under you guys? Or are you guys in any way at all like regarding blockchain, whether it be development or the investment field or economics or whatever it may be?
Yeah, so we've actually had talks with university faculty about developing curriculum for a certificate program in blockchain. So that would consist of a pretty broad array of subjects in blockchain from like a legal perspective and a business perspective specifically. But mm-hmm. that's something that we've talked to faculty members and they're very interested in seeing how they can build that out and how we can contribute to helping them do that.
Do you know what the next steps for you guys are in terms of doing that?
I personally do not because we haven't had many very specific talks about it, but I know that one of our faculty advisors, Carla Reyes, who is head of legal R&D at Michigan State University, is very involved in trying to get that to happen and working very cross-functionally between the different departments to see how we can make that work.
I know it's a pretty popular idea. It just hasn't like really taken fruition anywhere. around the country at any of these colleges or universities. It's because it's just one of those things where like professors and faculty members really don't understand the technology yet or really don't have a background in it. So it's kind of hard to offer some kind of course or certificate or degree around blockchain at this point. And it is pretty early still. So it's kind of interesting. Every once in a while, you'll see a club or an organization pop up and try to offer like a certificate or something. I was just kind of curious if you guys were going down that path or not, but it sounds like you are.
Yeah, the good thing about kind of the faculty that we've met here at Michigan State University is not only do we have people who have experience in the blockchain space, we also have faculty who are really excited to learn about how they can leverage it as an educational resource for students. So we think with that combination of faculty members, we're excited to see what happens with future educational programs focused on blockchain.
Have you guys talked about what those might be?
I know there's one course in the legal department. Well, actually, there was, Andrew could probably talk about this more, but there was an offering last fall for a blockchain course. It was the first ever blockchain course offered at Michigan State, but he could probably talk about that more right now.
Yeah. So Management 491, Introduction to Blockchain Applications. So it's more or less, I would say, like a case-based class, just talking about the different applications of blockchain technology, as well as delving into like the legal R&D side of like cryptocurrencies. We primarily had a lot of guest speakers from around the Metro Detroit area who were more or less subject matter experts on a lot of the different topics presented. And overall, it was really collaborative. I think the final project was to actually pitch a blockchain solution to a panel of judges. And I know just from those initial pitches, we were able to transition some of those projects to engagements for like this previous spring semester.
For these pitches, like the students are doing, are they getting rewarded for doing that? Or like, what's the incentive to get them to do it? Or is it just gratification? Or
It was primarily built into the actual curriculum for that course.
Oh, okay.
So it's just for like gratification and like an actual like grade.
Okay, gotcha. Have you guys like brainstormed with like the faculty or with anyone that's kind of like supporting you guys at MSU what you could use blockchain for on campus, like whether it be for learning and education and classes or logistics stuff? Or have you guys like brainstormed like any ideas around blockchain like with the faculty?
Yes. So those two use cases we're actually actively exploring with faculty to see if there's any sort of business case to implement a blockchain solution to help with logistics services around Michigan State University, as well as complementing a lot of our like teaching to primarily like help with like rewarding students for completing assignments. Another application that we're looking to explore is either developing some sort of bond offering for Michigan State on blockchain in the very early stages. But I mean, it's something that we're, as an organization, we're looking to talk through with some of our stakeholders to see if that's even feasible.
So if you guys, let's say you guys develop any of these applications, would you guys be looking to roll that out at other colleges in the future? Or would that be something that stays at MSU?
For some of these applications and in just initial meetings, there are talks of definitely scaling these applications to other organizations. But obviously, we want to first make sure that the system works, that's cryptographically secure, and that the entire system's up and running at Michigan State before we look to scale these applications once they're in development.
So some of the biggest issues in the blockchain industry, which I'm sure you guys are somewhat aware of, are like scalability and sustainability, interoperability, different things that are plaguing a lot of these blockchains out there. And there's a huge push to develop new blockchains or to hard fork some of the old ones or to provide updates to them to solve some of these issues so that they can be used on a everyday basis by the average person. You guys discussing those potential solutions with students or having students come up with different solutions for some of the problems that already exist in the industry?
We are primarily focused on helping businesses through enterprise blockchain solutions, whereas a lot of those issues that you mentioned with like scalability, for example, are big issues with most public blockchains and specifically cryptocurrencies, which we tend not to necessarily focus on in our engagements. But at the same time, it's definitely a subject of interest in the field. And it's definitely something that we talk about just from like a personal perspective as people who are heavily involved with the field. So if we had, like, for example, students who are interested in pursuing something like that, like solving some of the existing issues with public and open source blockchain technologies, that's definitely something we would support, because I mean, from a personal perspective, I think those problems are really cool to kind of take on and try to think about and understand. But at the same time, we feel like that those things are somewhat beyond the scope of what we can do as just students with kind of limited time, resources, and experience. Sure. So while we definitely find it of interest as people heavily interested in the field, it's not something that we necessarily focus on.
Gotcha. So in terms of the enterprise solutions then, what do you guys zero in on the most, or is it pretty broad? Like, do you guys focus in on supply chain solutions? Do you focus on teaching and learning about different ways to improve like company efficiency with blockchain? Or what are some areas that you guys look at specifically?
So I would say just in looking back in our previous and current engagements, we tend to focus on applications for blockchain technology across all industries and applications and use cases of blockchain. Specifically, though, in the past, we actually did a full supply chain implementation of a blockchain for a local consumer goods company, where the end solution was on the front end, you could take your phone, scan a QR code on a jar of honey, which was their primary product. But on the back end, it would show key metrics about that product supply chain. On the back end, it was running on our own internally developed blockchain using IBM Hyperledger Fabric. Looking at our current engagements, we're working through with different financial institutions as well as another logistics service provider to again build out like instruments for the financial services industry as well as like more or less that supply chain solution again. It just more or less depends on what organizations would want to explore blockchain applications and have students such as myself, as well as Sean, begin to like build out the business case for them.
Well, have you had any companies come to you guys? Or, I mean, you've mentioned Hyperledger a little bit. You've mentioned IBM a little bit. But have you had anyone like specifically working with you guys or working with the students to like develop different ideas and whatnot? Or Have you had any of these companies come in and try to sponsor you guys?
Yes. So we're actively working with IBM to figure out if there's any sort of use case where we can partner with them to develop an application, specifically meant towards like education and college universities. Other than that, like we've had a lot of different incubators around the space. So looking at like the Blockchain Education Network, as well as the Mousebout Accelerator. Looking to sponsor our student organization, as well as looking to sponsor any of the events that we look to host on campus. So overall, I think companies are just generally becoming interested. And we're actively working with IBM to see if there's some sort of use case and collaboration opportunities for our students with them.
Is there anything that you guys wanted to discuss that you're doing that I might not be aware of or that you guys have coming up in the future? Do you guys have any planned out events or workshops or competitions, or what should the people be aware of?
So a couple of different initiatives on our end. So we're actively building out a recruiting pipeline of students, in which we hope to onboard both business as well as technical students to develop blockchain applications together on cross-functional teams. In doing so, we're looking to build out a curriculum that, number one, teaches problem solving with design thinking for our business students, how to understand from a product management role how to work with our client to develop solutions they really want. And then from that technical perspective, build out a curriculum based on how do you develop using like IBM's Hyperledger, as well as building on like public chains like Ethereum or even Bitcoin as well. Just looking more or less at our upcoming event this coming March, so our Spartan Blockchain Innovation Conference. I'm just beginning to build out those prospectuses and beginning to distribute them to our network. But if anyone would love to be interested in that event, whether it be from a sponsorship, speaker, or just attendee perspective, feel free to reach out to me directly. You can definitely find me on our website or just reach out to anyone on Spartan Blockchain Solutions for assistance.
Guys, thanks for coming on and taking the time. Really appreciate it. There's a lot of students out there that will be interested in hearing about what you guys are doing, and they'll probably take some inspiration away from it to use at their own colleges and universities. And yeah, it's really interesting what you guys are doing at Spartan Blockchain, and definitely be keeping close tabs on you guys. So again, thanks for coming on. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you so much, Brandon, again. I think it's a great opportunity to showcase Spartan Blockchain solutions, as well as just the overall increasing interest from students in terms of learning about blockchain technologies and how it can benefit their career.
Absolutely.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you so much, Brandon. All right.
Have a good day, guys. See ya.